Carlos lawyer Dumisani Dube confirmed to Studio 7 that High Court Judge Justice Francis Bere dismissed Carlos' application in which he sought the nullification of the election of Gift Banda as the MDCT's provincial chairperson for Bulawayo.
The judge said on the basis of the evidence which was placed before him, there is more corroborative evidence which supports the MDC party and even the fourth respondent. And on the basis of probability, he has no choice but to agree with what the respondents were saying. Consequently, it means he dismissed that application.
Carlo has mounted a series of court challenges following the election of Banda during the MDCT's provincial congress towards the end of 2014, alleging that the internal process was marred by violence and vote rigging. Carlo, who was expelled from the MDCT and subsequently recalled from Senate earlier this year, also lost his bid to have the High Court set aside his removal from the August House. Attorney Dube said is awaiting further instructions from Carlo.
We're awaiting the written judgment and the reasons of Justice Bere. Then we're obviously going to study them and with instructions to appeal to the Supreme Court.
MDCT spokesperson Obed Gutu said the opposition party advised Carlo to avoid taking the matter to court.
Honorable Matson Carlo had been advised beforehand by the senior membership of the party, even the president himself, Dr. Morgan Richard Tsvangirai, and I remember our secretary general and even myself. We did advise Honorable Matson Carlo not to pursue the legal route because it was very clear that the route that he was taking was, with respect, not a wise route. It was not grounded on sound grounds, both at fact and in law.
Insiders claim that the rift between Carlo and the MDCT reflects factionalism within the party over the control of Bulawayo and the greater Matabeleland region. Carlo is reportedly opposed to the party's vice president, Tokozani Kupe, who is said to be backing Banda. Kupe was not available for comment as she was said to be busy attending some meetings. But Gutu dismissed these allegations as far-fetched.
That's obviously errant nonsense, if I may use that term. The MDC is very united under the charismatic and very able leadership of Dr. Morgan Richard Tsvangirai. We all know that Honorable Tokozani Kupe, Mama Kupe, is our vice president. And we are very much solidly united behind our leadership. And any insinuation to the fact that there is a power struggle between whoever is, of course, frivolous, it is vexatious, it is spurious.
Carlo recently told a state-controlled newspaper that he was not against any individuals, but he was fighting for the respect of the party's constitution and democratic principles. Reached for comment by phone, Deputy Provincial Spokesperson Felix Mafa dismissed as nonsensical claims that the MDCT is riddled with factionalism in the Matabeleland region. Reporting for Studio 7 from Bulawayo, this is Taurai Shava.